connected.
K C 0 I T F
X.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Football stations, this is Kilowatt 1. Golf, Golf, Sierra. K1GGS. That's control station for the system fusion technical information net. That meets every Saturday at this time on the CQ America node. Stop another roll call, and then if anyone checking in has any information to share with the net, let me know, and we'll call you back and extract the information for you. So let's start with the East Coast once again. Anybody east of the Mississippi River? This includes Florida.
Good evening, N1GOT.
W8KRF, Kuala.
Good evening, KC3BFO, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Kilo 8, Victor Echo, Bravo.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango in Newport Richey, Florida.
WA8KIM.
Okay, we got N1DOT, W8KRF, KC3BFO, K8VictorEcho Bravo, KI4GNT, and W8KIM. Are there any other East Coast stations?
KC9WRB, Palatine, Illinois.
KC9WRB, K1GGS, Roger, thank you. Are there any stations in the Midwest? And that includes Texas.
This is Whiskey 2, Golf Alena Delta. Name is Jerry in the state of Michigan.
WA8KIM, repeater. Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock.
Anybody else in the Midwest? Somebody to GLD, we got you. Any other stations in the Midwest? Okay, any stations west of the Mississippi? Let's try this. Any stations west of the Mississippi? K1. Come on, there's got to be some California stations here. It's only 105 here, and it's a beautiful day out. Anybody on the west coast? K1GG. Are there any stations anywhere that would like to join the net? Okay, we'll continue on then. There was a webinar last week run by Chris, and a couple of items that if you did listen to them might be of interest. One is the DRYX program is being continued till the end of the year. So that means you can get your repeaters for $500 up until the end of the year. Let's see, if repeaters are being shipped in 6 to 8 weeks, and the backlog, they have cleared out by the end of the year. The FT2D started shipping last Monday. I know there are probably 4 to 5 stations around here that have showed up in the air with one. And apparently they haven't got a lot of them in yet, so you may have to wait a while if you're on the list like me, waiting as long to get one. But I saw one today. Chris was at the HRO store here in Burbank, California. I went over and talked with him a bit, and he was using one for testing. And, I really liked it. I can't wait to get my hands on one. And the last thing I have is Chris is looking for presenters for his webinars. If you have any particular subject that you'd like to discuss on a webinar and share with people, get in touch with Chris. And he did send an email out earlier in the week. It covered the rules and regulations for doing this, but he is looking for presenters, so if you're interested, get a hold of him, and if you don't have his email address or anything, I can provide that. Are there any questions?
Connected N8OHU.
Okay, I didn't hear anything. So, that's about all I have for the moment. Like I said, Chris was there today, and he did take a F1 Edison part and upgraded it to show us how it was done. The repeater that the folks at HRO had there was someone brought it down off the hill, and it was back in original programming, so he updated us to the Z version. And it wasn't too much of a trouble. As he said, the screws are the hardest part, I think. So anyway, that's about all we have. So anybody have any announcements or anything they'd like to put in?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
K1-GGS, K4-GNZ, good evening to everyone out there on the net. Well, I participated this week on a Reflector 12 Alpha. That's on V-Star. And they talk about a lot of things there, but one thing in particular they talked about, it was the UDRX board made by Northwest Digital. And it's a board you install on the Gear 1X that you just talked about, and would allow the repeater to also do D-Star. So it's a very interesting subject that they were touching. And like I said, there's a video actually that talks about that from Northwest Digital by John Hayes is the guy that talks about it. So I just thought I'd throw that out there because, interesting enough, there were 5 repeaters already working, VR1X, with that board in Texas and one in Louisiana. And one of the participants actually was coming through a VR1X with the UDRX board installed into the repeater. That's all I got right now. Back to Nick Control, K1GGS from KF4GNT.
KI4GNT, K1GGS, very interesting. Okay, good. I'll have to do a little research on that just to see what it's how it works, etc. There is quite a large V-Star contingent out here in California, as you know, and I have actually taken all my equipment and put it away, so maybe I'll have to drag it out and listen on the on 12 Alps on the net and see what's going on. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other stations who would like to join the net, K1GGS?
N8OHU via Echolink.
Okay, I've got two stations in there, and you partially doubled. We've got a K8O something, and then there was another station that checked in. The K8 station, go ahead. Okay, the other station that's trying to check in.
N8OHU via Echolink.
Anything for the...
Let's see if I got it this time. This is WB8 GRS. Whiskey Bravo 8 Golf Romeo Sierra. Name is Steve. Go ahead.
Okay, we got you both that time. K8OEQ and WB8GRS. Got you both checked in. N1DOT, K1BGS, go ahead.
Yes, and 1DOT. It's been quiet here. I've been doing a whole lot with wires, so I don't have a lot to add to the net, but I figured I'd check in anyway and let you know I'm still alive and kicking. And 1DOT.
And 1DOT, K1GGS. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's good. Okay. Yeah, there are some changes in the works for wires, so we'll have to wait and see what happens when they come out. Let's see, W8KRF. Any comments?
Connected KC3BLF.
FT2VR on Tuesday. Phone call from HRO. I have one on reserve, so I'll be here Tuesday. I'm really excited about that. That's not all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm waiting for mine, so I'm getting impatient. KC3BFO, K1GGS, any questions?
K1GGS, this is KC3BFO. I have a lot of news here in southeastern Pennsylvania. After ordering my FT2DR in early March, I will have it in my hands on Monday. I got a confirmation email from HRO this past Friday that it is on the way. So I'm anxiously awaiting the arrival of that so I can really experiment with the digital side of all this. We did launch a repeater 2 weeks ago or so, and it works outstanding, just absolutely great. I couldn't be more pleased with the product. So that's about it from here on a rainy southeastern Pennsylvania night. K1GGS, this is KC3BFO. Good evening.
Okay, we'll be listening for you next week with a new radio. Very good. K-A-V-E-B, K-1-G-G-S. K-A-V-E-B, K-1-G-G-S, any comments?
K-A-V-E-B. I don't know how I'm getting in, but my internet is down.
I have to pack there to now. I'll let you know when they come back up. Yeah, K8VEB, K1GGS. Yeah, you are quite noisy and almost unreadable. Yeah. So, thank you very much for checking on board. KA4GNT. Any other comments?
K1GGS, KA4GNT. Well, if you want to get the information about what I said, I'll send you the link. There's a video from Northwest Digital that I can send you if you want me to. If your email is good at QRZ, I'll send you that video. It's about 59 minutes worth. At the beginning, it's a lot of things there. But once you get on the end, you'll see it gets interesting there. Like I said, if you want me to, I'll send it to you there. KF4GNT, back to main control.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that. I think the information on QRZ is correct, so we'll see what happens. Okay, W-A-8-K-I-M, K1GGS.
This is W-A-A-K-I-M. I don't have anything real exciting to post that isn't already been said on the Yahoo groups, but it was pretty exciting to find out that we can keep a DR1X in full digital mode and still have it go over Wires X. It wasn't my father and I that discovered that, but we did some further experimenting based on what the other gentleman did. I can't remember his call sign, unfortunately, KC9 something. He goes by Hammond 13, I think, on the groups. Anyway, so that's exciting news. Hopefully there'll be some further developments. I mean, it does show that hopefully, that this Wires X fix can occur, and that hopefully it will be successful. That's all I have. So back to you, K1GGS. This is W-A-A-K-I-M.
W-A-K-I-M, K1GGS. Okay, glad you're able to stream the internet also. I appreciate that. Okay, let's take a break here. Any other stations who would like to join the net? Okay, 1GG. So, Harry, thanks. So, KC9WRB, K1GG, isn't it?
This is KC9WRB. I didn't really, yeah, this is my first time checking into the net. Just got the wireless Xbox working this week, so it's kind of all new to me. Come out of the D-Star world, so I've been doing that for the last couple of years, but just started doing this just because of the radios at Dayton and the wireless Xbox just this past week, so I'm just going to sit back and learn from y'all, I guess, for right now. Nothing further. KC9WRB, back to net.
KC9WRB, K1GG, it's very good. Well, I'm glad you got it working, and I'm sure you'll have some fun with it. Also, I was talking with Chris today at the HRO, and mentioned the fact that I saw the, a lot of stations on the various Japanese wires nodes, and he said that they're not allowed to have repeaters here, or it's very, very hard to get a repeater in Japan, so they use wires to connect to everybody. And he said, try the GM mode and you'll see a lot of activity there. And so I haven't tried that yet, but that's, if someone wants to play around later on, you might check, especially that there's one node on there that has almost 100 people on it all the time. And I wondered why I wasn't hearing anything, but I guess it's because they're all individual. So we'll have to try that and see what happens. But anyway, W2GLD, K1GGS.
W2GLD, good evening to everyone on the net, and thanks for all coming out and checking in, and K1GGS, thanks for running the net as always. I didn't know if you had thought about reaching out to Chris and N0CSW to see if he can give you a plug for the net to try to drive some more folks over to it when he does his webinars. I think that would be a helpful bit of information for him to disseminate to either prospective or current Fusion owners or users, operators, something like that. But might be worth reaching out to him to see if he can do a plug in the beginning of all the webinar sessions, and as well as when he's out in the stores talking about things for the newcomers to get on the system and be able to join it. It would be nice to be able to drive this into a technical net and just a lighthearted general discussion net and drag some more users out of the woodworks. So kudos to you for continuing to run it, and we really appreciate it. The other gentleman that had that video link for the D-Star stuff down in Texas, is it possible that you can send that out to the group? That would be a great video to see. I'm very anxious to learn more about that Northwest Digital Board. So if you could forward that to me as well or the group as a whole, that would be that'd be wonderful. My call again is W2GLD, and we're here in Michigan. I am good on QRZ as well. But glad to see everybody on board, and thanks to WAKIM up there in Eagle, Michigan for streaming it on analog as well, so prospective users can listen in and take advantage of it and hopefully join us here in the System Fusion Wires X world. So looking forward to all what's to come here, and we'll turn it back to net control for now. W2GLD in southeastern Michigan.
Okay, well, pretty good. Yeah, I did mention it to Chris today. I talked to him a little bit about that, but I will send him an email and ask him to do that. Very good. K-O-E-Q, K1-G-G-S. Good evening. Any comments? Okay, don't hear anything. So W-D-A-K-E-R-S, any comments?
I just say good evening to everybody on the net. Really don't have anything to add. I'm on a Wires Xbox here with a Simplex Note down here in the Little Elm, Texas area, about 25 miles north of Dallas, Texas. So just look forward to learning more about the Wires X as we go on and the System Fusion in general. Back to net control, WBAGRS, name is Steve.
I want to learn a lot. There's a lot to learn. Okay, very good. Are there any other stations on that that would like to check in? K1GGF?
This is WAKM. I'm just notifying that N8OHU has been listening in. He has been unable to check in. He kept getting doubled each time, so I'm going to give him a moment here to check in if he wants.
The Wires X system. through the Northwest Montana Repeater Group, NE7AL.
Okay, the station that ended in AL, you want to try again? You doubled with someone.
Okay, fine business. The call here is Norway, England, 7, America, London, NE7AL. The name is Neil, and we are located in Northwest Montana, and we are going through Steve's node. We're linked together, WBAGRS in Texas. We're linked together through the Northwest Montana Repeater Group, NE7AL.
Yeah, NE7AL, KYGTS. You sound very good, so it's perfect. Glad to have you aboard, and feel free to check in next week at the same time, same place. Let's see, K8LBEQ, KYGTS. I'll give you more time this time. Are you trying to check in?
WA8KIM, repeater.
Oh, I don't hear him. So I think I'll get a bail out of here. We've got a concert going on across the street, driving the dog crazy, and the multitude of people over there sitting on the grass with a lot of noise outside. I'm surprised you can't hear the radio. So anyway, they all stay cool over there. Like I said, it's 105 when I checked my thermometer a month ago. Anyway, thank you everybody for coming aboard, and we'll catch you next week, I hope. And if anybody has any questions or anything, feel free to connect up to my node and leave me a text message or voice message or whatever you want here, and we'll try to get back to you. Okay, thank you very much once again, and see you next week, K1GTS.
This is WA8KIM. I just have a question for everybody else listening. When I was listening to K1GTS, I was getting that stuttering sound that I have experienced periodically. It was only occurring on his node, and I find it to be intermittent sometimes with other people. I wonder if anybody else was experiencing the same thing, or is everybody else hearing them just fine?
This is KC3BFO. Now, I experienced the same thing. He was it's really hard to explain, but yeah, I know exactly what you're trying to describe. I've heard it before various users. KC3BFO.
Okay, well, thank you for helping me with that. My father and I have the same problems once in a while between the two of us, and usually just rebooting the WireZX software fixes it. So far, it tends to usually be on his end, as far as I could tell, but we don't always know for sure. So anyway, thanks for that feedback. Seems like it doesn't do it on my digital node, though, only when I'm listening to an analog.
That is identical to what I experience. It seems to only do it in the analog side.
WA8KIM, K1GTS, talking with a microphone a little bit further away. You still having an issue?
Well, that time I didn't notice the stuttering as much, but of course it is a lot harder to hear you. Fortunately, the volumes do vary significantly on the forums. Makes it hard to balance them. But that's just the nature of the beast, I suppose. Echolink has the same problem. I think when Wires eventually puts in some kind of parrot mode or something like that, eventually people can get their audio balance a little easier. So, no, that time you sounded good. My father's tried that too, trying to decrease his audio output level. And sometimes it helped with stuttering, but a lot of times it didn't. Basically, the only thing that ever helped full-time was just to reboot the software. We reboot the software and it worked fine for another day or two or a few days, and then it would come back again. I'm almost wondering if for us it wasn't related to our internet. Internet's very unreliable here, and he has the same provider that I do. And I was wondering if maybe a pack or two gets lost somewhere and just kind of messes up the whole connection from then on. But I haven't really been able to nail down the problem yet, other than rebooting WireZX seems to fix it on the transmitting station. So thanks, Rusty, for that. K1GTS, this is WA8KIM.
Okay, very good. I have a tendency to Either talk too loud or too soft, it seems like, so I had to turn the level down one notch, but people said I was too low a couple weeks ago, so I put it back at the normal position, and maybe I was choking the mic too much, so. Anyway, we'll let you go. I gotta run, and catch you later on in the WKWG.